There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, Matt.
Where? Oh, I see. Wow. Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong. Las Culturistas calling.
Well, thank you again to all of our Big Money Players Diamond subscribers for listening to the special bonus ep of our lists, our top 10 lists.
You guys are the definition of not like other girls because you actually pay a little bit more to get this episode earlier, which makes you different from so many people out there in the public. And we thank you for putting your dollar into, you know,
our
great
our
cause. Yeah.
Oh, I meant, well, see, I was a little bit more transparent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's be really transparent. When you get money, what do you do with it? You go...
donate to charity.
I was going to say shopping, girl. Oh, I think you're lying.
I was trying to align with you because you said you're putting your money towards a great cause. And I said you're putting money in our coffers. And so I was trying to like marry those two ideas.
I'm not even going to hide. My checks from this podcast, some of it goes to charity. A lot of it goes to shopping. And that really sort of brings us to what this episode is, what's on the table in front of us, this bonus episode, as it were, this top 10.
Yes.
This is, I guess it's really capitalist culture, huh?
It's capitalist culture. You know, money is one of the great collective hallucinations.
Whoa.
It's a LARP.
A live action role play?
It's a live action role play. That's what money is at the end of the day. And that's what capitalism is.
And would you say that the 10 stores we're about to talk about, which will make up the top 10 stores, is this some place where you'd like love to go LARP?
Well, the store is where you LARP the most,
mm-hmm,
with in terms of money.
Oh yeah.
When you hand the cashier the cash, the card.
That's a transaction.
When there's the transaction, that is the ultimate LARP. Mm. If you're scanning at the self-checkout kiosk, that's LARP.
When I buy something, it can only be described as a transaction. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think I know. Now, talk about the experience of going to the store, because I don't want to... We're not going to talk about any e-commerce on this episode.
No.
We're not talking about add to cart. No, how about push the cart?
I'm talking about good old-fashioned walking in. I'm talking about stepping into an environment where there's pieces and really thingamabobs aplenty. Just like, look at this trove. That's what I want to say when I'm going into a store. Sometimes I know exactly what I want.
Yes.
A lot of the stores that we're going to be talking about, you really do go there with a purpose.
Right.
Sometimes you do just want to go into a store and
say, look at the displays.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
You know
I could walk out of here penniless.
I could walk out here penniless, but I could walk out here with something new.
Something new. something that really lifts my spirits. Retail therapy is a thing, y'all.
I learned during the pandemic it works.
And if it weren't for stores, you would never have a lyric like, so I went to Neiman Marcus on a shopping spree, and on my way, I grabbed Sully and Mia. If there were no store, then Blue Cantrell would have no way of coping with the way her man was wronging her.
Well, that was actually a retail therapy anthem.
1,000%. And that's when you go, maybe stores are good.
It's actually Real Culture number 30. Because Blue Cantrell and her retail therapy anthem, you go, maybe stores are good.
You might even work in a store. If you listen to this podcast, you might even work at the store.
You might be listening to this podcast right now while you're working at the store, in which case I have to tell you, you are breaking the law of your workplace. I know it's not above board that you listen to podcasts while you're at work.
Honey, especially if you're in Florida, I know DeSantis has passed legislation saying people who work at stores cannot listen to these
gay guys
on Los Culturistas.
100% he said that with his chest.
With his chest. And
today we're counting down the top 10 stores, and I'm ready to get into it.
Let's
because
into
I
it.
Think that definitely everyone's going to be feeling the instinct to want to go out and, you know, pick up a new item.
Yes.
And I just want to get into it so that people can start turning their wheels about just where they want to go.
And let's activate the economy, y'all. Let's
give back.
Pretend like the Eras Tour is in your town and you're buying up all the beads for the friendship bracelets.
Pretend you're Taylor.
It's so noble that Taylor Swift and Beyonce, you know, that part of the virtue of their tours was that they, you know, added money to the economies of these cities.
Number 10, Hudson News. Listen to me right now. There is a communal experience at the airport, and it is either walking past the Hudson News and saying, is there anything in there I want, and deciding against it, or there is the really just everyone knows what it's like to go in there and ultimately buy a water, and that's it.
A $7 water.
Yeah. That you need.
Picking one bag of Werther's Originals from a wall of Werther's Originals. Picking up
magazines.
A magazine. A Dramamine, a Lysol wipe, a fucking Benadryl.
Mm. You ever have those little sandwiches they sell at the Hudson News?
No way. Absolutely not.
No
I have
way.
Too much self-respect.
See, I guess I don't because I've actually eaten one. I've had a tuna salad sandwich from the Hudson News.
There is any other place at the airport to get a sandwich.
You're so right, but I think what had happened was, tell me if you feel me. Sometimes you show up to the airport just a little too late. You got to grab and go.
Right.
And that's really where the Hudson News thrive, for my grabbers and goers.
My grabbers and goers. But I just think if you keep walking two gates down, there's going to be something a little better and even maybe less crowded.
All this to say is why
Hudson News.
Hudson News is number 10 on top 10 stores. Lost Culture.
Number 9.
Pizzeria. This also is known as Pizza Store. This is a store you go to buy pizza and other Italian delicacies. Garlic knots, such as little calzones, such as different types of pizza. I'm talking about pepperoni. I'm talking about square. What?
Why did Bruce you? Rebecca, why did you
what's
burst?
What's going on?
You itch-balled.
Oh my God.
You what?
I thought she was itch-balling.
I thought she was itch-balling.
No, she was just simply sneezing.
She didn't burst out laughing. She sneezed out snot.
Can we say that was disgusting?
Disgusting.
That was awful to watch.
If you're listening to this, she's currently going to the restroom, being so courteous.
Anyway, pizza.
When you go to the pizza store, also known as pizzeria, do you think, let's go, I'll take one of everything?
Let me tell you something. I often think that, but you can't really leave with everything. I mean, you just can't eat that much. Though I will say that
the leftover value.
There's a lot of compelling choice in a pizzeria. And I put to you, what's your favorite pizza?
Supreme. I want pepperoni.
You want it all.
I want a pepper. I want a mushroom. I want maybe some sausage if I'm in a mood. If I want a little protein, extra protein. I want a red onion. I want it heavy on the tomato sauce.
You're like Sharpay. You want it all.
I'm like Ashley Tisdale.
Yeah.
And
in her most iconic performance, I think, is Sharpay.
That's true. What about you?
The truth about me that you don't know is that I really will just be eating a regular slice.
Two regular slices.
I mean, I think that that's... Here's the thing about pizza. Sometimes it... Okay. In the beginning of time, there was no pizza, right? And so then all of a sudden, there was one day pizza.
Pizza.
And I think because... We crushed it so hard in the invention of pizza that we actually often try to like reinvent the wheel in terms of things that need to be on it. When what we had to begin with already was like a creation that was worthy of its own standing in the culture. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people here think it's boring to maybe just say, I just want to have regular slice of pizza. But what I would say is like, just stripping everything away. Mm-hmm. If you took away the knowledge that there is this culture of pizza and there is so many types of pizzas, you would be way, way, way happier to just like accept what we have that's in front of you. The pizza is so great by itself, and I get that you're supreme.
I guess we're coming from opposite ends of the spectrum.
Duality.
That is this podcast.
That's very this podcast.
If you think, but I'm thinking of pizza as an open-faced hot sandwich.
100%.
Because it's
wait, what?
Do you know what I mean?
Open-faced hot sandwich. I guess because of the bread of it all.
It's bread, sauce, top, like things that you would maybe put in a sandwich.
Girl, you are going to be out here on your own if you're trying to say pizza is a sandwich.
I'm saying the beautiful innovation
of pizza.
Don't yell
at me.
I will take whatever tone I want. The beautiful thing about pizza, it is a large, flat disc.
Yeah, come back in.
Come back
She's
in.
Wiped her nose. No, it's okay.
Pizza is a large, flat disc. And that is the innovation of it.
So basically what's happening on the podcast at this moment is Bowen is trying to convince me that pizza is an open-faced sandwich.
A hot open-faced sandwich. No.
Like a tostada?
Excuse me. If you were to put another slice of pizza face down on top of a face-up slice of pizza, is that not a calzone? Is that not a sandwich in essence?
But is a calzone a sandwich? I don't.
It's things encased in bread.
You know what you sound. You know what you sound right now? Crazier than a soup sandwich. You sound crazier than a soup sandwich right now. And think about eating a soup sandwich. It would be a lot like pizza.
It would be a lot like
pizza.
Which
is so crazy to me. And our engineer is literally doubled over right now because he thinks what you've said today here so far, and we're at number 9. Is some of the craziest shit I've ever heard.
We're here to talk about the store experience of Pizza Store. Talk about what it's like, what the vibe, what the right vibe is when you walk into a pizza store.
First of all, if you work at a pizza store, you are so fucking hot and I want you to breed me.
Oh.
Now listen, but the second thing, when I think about the smell of a pizza store, I'm so happy inside.
Yeah.
I have to sing a song.
What? What song?
The pizza song. Pizza is my boyfriend. Pizza is a god. Pizza is my sleigh on the weekend. Pizza's a relaxing thought.
That's
Taylor should do
song.
More of that in the summer. She should go, relaxing thought.
Relax. If Taylor came out with a song called The Pizza Song,
it would be huge. If you think that Taylor Swift... If she released a song called The Pizza Song, and if you don't think that would be one of her Billboard Hot 100 number one hits, you'd be deeply mistaken.
That will be the biggest song of all time.
She would tear, eat, slay, and prosper.
And prosper. The big four. That's why Pizzeria is number 9 in our list of top 10 stores. Lost Culch.
And I have to say, just the discourse around pizza made
Activating.
Me so happy. Are you going to have pizza tonight now?
I think so.
Me too. Oh my God.
Number 8, Wegmans.
Wegmans. Go on.
Wegmans is elevated grocery shopping.
Say that.
Trader Joe's, you have to be in the right
space. Can I say something? It's not 2011. Sorry, TJs. Bowen is so shook, disturbed, distraught.
I'm trying to be diplomatic and say that Trader Joe's is not an all-the-time situation.
No.
Wegmans is an all-the-time situation. Here's what I got from Wegmans recently. Diet Coke.
Yeah, you want to do
a
that.
A box of 20 frozen corn dogs.
What?
And it's the perfect snack if I'm coming home from a long day at work, if it's like 3 in the morning and not a lot's open delivery-wise, I'm too tired to cook, but I'm never too tired to pop a cold, hard corn dog into the microwave for 1 minute exactly.
And then it's cooked to perfection.
And then I drizzle mustard, and then I take a little finger bowl, put ketchup and mustard, mix it into a special sauce, dip it in that. I'm in heaven.
You should do a corn dog talk show.
Absolutely.
Because you know how there's Chicken Shop Date? You know how there's Hot Wings Challenge?
Hot Wings Challenge.
What's it called?
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones. You should have a corn dog show.
Yeah. And it's just vibes. It's not even Chicken Shop Date where it's like, oh, look at us in this chicken shop. It's not even Hot Ones where it's like, oh, they get taught.
This is a challenge.
We're sitting on a big couch eating a corn dog. And what is a corn dog if not a sandwich on a stick?
That's from WandaVision. All this is why Wegmans is number 8 on top 10 stores.
Lost Culch. Number 7.
Best Buy.
Still kicking.
Kicking ass. I have so many amazing memories in the Best Buy, such as buying a charger. I feel like everyone needs a charger. Everyone needs...
You're making fun of Best Buy, and I actually really don't.
No,
like
I'm this. Not. What the fuck are you talking
you
about?
You started off the sentence saying,
you are
I have so,
so noxious.
Many special memories at Best Buy, and I was going to say, yes, my sister. And then you took a hard left into, I love buying chargers from Best Buy. Fuck off. Here's my memory of Best Buy, of walking over from when my mom was at the Costco next door. I would walk over to Best Buy when she was busy doing her shopping. I would go to the Dance Dance Revolution pads in the middle of the store and have dance competitions with the employees there to Sandstorm, bitch. To fucking
Which
Kylie
was
Minogue.
Really the number one. But
people, this was what was happening. This is where I learned my performance instincts.
Okay.
People would start to gather.
Yep. I can see this in my mind's
eye. Christmas time, when everyone was at Best Buy, I was the star of Best Buy because I picture 15-year-old me with braces throwing his legs around next to the fucking 32-year-old goth Best Buy employees of the mid-aughts. And I was kicking their asses, wiping the damn floor. I'm sorry, the damn DDR pad with them.
Do you think that when they saw you came in, their heart sank? Because they knew that they were in for defeat?
Bowen's here.
Did they know your name?
No, they were just like, that little Asian kid is here to fucking
sweat and stomp.
Sweat and stomp.
Would you get incredibly sweaty doing it?
Yes. It was my idea of exercise. I didn't quite know my
way
around
the gym. I think
you
were right about that.
I didn't really know my way around the gym. And part of me like selling it to my parents, they would never buy it for me. But I was like, I'm going to go exercise, mom.
I think
Best Buy.
One of the common misconceptions about Dance Dance Revolution is that it's not exercise.
Oh,
I think it is exercise. And I think that you proved that.
They had a calorie counter. There's a workout mode on DDR2 where you can like dance to whatever song, and they would show you like a completely off figure. But they'd be like, you burned 200 calories dancing to Can't Get You Out of My Head or whatever.
I want to ask you. So a lot of people, they ask the question of, what was the first CD you ever bought?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Best Buy, do you know or could you guess what the last CD you bought was?
Oh my God.
Like, this is an interesting...
Because the last CD I bought must have been with the purpose of reverse burning it, whatever you call it, like uploading it to your iTunes to put on your iPod.
Right. Right.
Can I tell you what I think it is?
What?
Blackout by Britney Spears.
Whoa.
What was yours?
I think that if I had to guess what the last
I know, but go.
What, say?
I had a car rental somewhere, I forget where, but I didn't bring like a Bluetooth thing or whatever. I didn't bring like an aux cord, adapter thing. So I bought 25 by Adele on CD to put in my car.
Wow.
In my rental car to like listen to.
I think that if I had to actually say what was the last physical CD I bought, it had to be one of Kelly's albums, because I probably said to myself, like, I'm going to stream up to help her numbers. I have to go to the store and buy the CD. So I'm going to guess that it was like,
so we both
all love, I ever wanted.
We both love our Vegas queens.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And all this is why Best Buy is number seven on the top 10 stores, Lost Coach.
When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place. Whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long, Matt.
And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. Now, we all know we love to vacation together. We have various happy places. We love to go to Orlando, Florida. We love to go to Las Vegas, Nevada. We love to go to a beach anywhere. We love to go to Europe. But when we have truly traveled the world globally and domestically.
My happy place is with my sister in any of those locations he just listed. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group.
When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals, and you can even choose your own crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save.
For me, I'm choosing Matt Rogers. I'm choosing producer Becca.
Yes! Maybe Hans. We're all going together, the Lost Coach family. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy place with Priceline. You know, but one of the toughest things about decorating my apartment has been getting things framed. Finding a place that will custom frame all my beautiful art pieces that I have without breaking the bank has been close to impossible. But then I found Framebridge.
I found Framebridge too. Framebridge makes it easy to get anything framed at an affordable price. Easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store, upload a digital photo for them to print and mail your item using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Or visit one of their 20 plus retail stores. Framebridge custom frames your piece in their studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. I love going into the brick and mortar locations. I've got one here in Brooklyn and they're so sweet. They can give you inspiration for where you want to get framed. I went in and I was like, I'm going to get my Chromatica ball bracelet framed. And they helped me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I have so many memories I need framed and put upon the wall. And they have a curated selection of frame styles with design experts right on hand who make it fun to choose the perfect frame for you.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst.
Number six. Record store.
So this sort of speaks to exactly what we were just talking about.
I would say that Record Store and Best Buy were very much, it's not a redundancy, it's that they're very closely tied. I think this was a dead heat in terms of who was coming in at number six.
I think that like the idea of the Record Store sort of speaks to another type of store that's going to come in a little bit later, and that you really go in for the experience.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say some of the coolest stores I see in New York
our record.
In the LA area is like a hybrid record store / coffee place.
Totally.
Or like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like there's a really cool place in Greenpoint, like in North Greenpoint where around where I used to live, which is like half record store, half coffee place. And also, if you think there's not a venue in the back for stand-up night, you'd be wrong.
And honey, if you think there isn't a place to get a fucking barbershop cut at the Record Store coffee shop stand-up venue.
100%. You'd be deeply mistaken.
Deeply sorely.
You know that we shot my video for Everything You Want featuring Muna at a record store that was also a bar that also had a stage.
Thank God, because that video turned out amazing. And also, that is the perfect place to shoot a music video where you need different kinds of sets.
100%. We got there and we were like, and it was that moment, Bowen, of like, can you believe we have this space? And that is true of so many record stores across the globe.
Thank you to Amoeba. Thank you to Rough Trade. R.I.P. Tower Records.
R.I.P. Tower. We do remember you.
We remember you fondly. And all of this is why.
All this is why record stores are number 6 on top 10 stores. Lost Culture.
Shout out to Twist and Shout in Denver. I think it's still around. Maybe it isn't.
Okay. I hope so.
Number 5.
Lord and Taylor.
Talk about this, because I don't really have any real connection to Lord and Taylor.
So this is sort of like my Wegmans.
Yes.
Lord and Taylor was a place where my mom would take me to go shop. It was often like, so Lord & Taylor was, I guess, like a little department store where they just had, I wouldn't call it like a ton of fast fashion, except like kind of wood. Like it was a lot of like,
I think
you'd go there to buy a duster. You'd go there to buy like some cheaper t-shirts. Like, you know what I mean? Like Lord & Taylor, like if you know, you know.
Sure. But Lord & Taylor.
Sort of like Nordstrom.
Right. And this is what I was going to bring up, which is. Why did Lord and Taylor make the list and not Nordstrom? And I don't want to challenge it. I just want your perspective on what makes Lord and Taylor exceptional enough to make the
list. And can I say why?
Yes.
Can I respond directly
to
you?
I'm asking.
I think it's because we made this list very quickly, seconds before we started recording this, because Becca said we had to do a bonus episode.
You're peeling back the curtain.
And that's just the truth. That's just the truth.
No, I know.
Is that we just recorded with Tina Fey, and then we were actually asked very nicely to please do our bonus episode.
She was so nice that we were so late.
Yeah, because this episode is very late.
It's very late. Becca asked us so nicely, but then she edgeballed. We thought she edgeballed, but then she actually sneezed and snot came out.
Yeah, she sneezed on the beat, and the beat got sicker. Yonce all on his mouth like Becca. Have you ever heard that? Has anyone ever done
on his
that?
Mouth like
no,
Becca.
Done that one.
Yonce all on his mouth like Becca. Becca. Do you hate it or do you like it?
I mean, I love Beyonce, so I love it.
There you go. And Yonce is in your mouth all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There you go.
So all this is why Lord and Taylor is number 5. You know who's loving this list? My mom. Countess Luann just tagged me in a story.
I love that.
What's this going to be?
You want to look?
Let's just look. Oh.
The picture?
It's me asking a question about whether or not she's coming back to Roni.
Well then.
Because I was at her famously
at
her show.
She's not crushing the rumors. Not beating the allegations.
Not beating those returning allegations.
Number four. Costco!
Now,
a lot of you may be wondering why this didn't make... 4 might be a low placement.
I think that to say this is like... This is almost a snub.
This is almost a snub, but also, you know what? You know what my theory is on why it was snubbed?
That...
The card of it all. The membership of it all.
You're
the
right.
The tears of it all. It's like, we don't want... People...
Gatekeeping.
It's gatekeeping. Literal gatekeeping.
Yeah.
Literal highlight keeping. Let me look at the receipt and
100%.
And quickly do a little eye of your shopping
cart. I didn't know I was on trial into the store.
The surveillance state is with us.
Oh, yeah.
This 70-year-old woman is, like, eyeing me down.
Yeah.
The real world is already socially stratified in such perverted ways. And for me to be reminded of that, if I go into Costco and if I want to apply for a membership, oh, there's this tier, there's the gold, the executive. I don't want to hear it. I want to go to the store and just shop.
Can I say something? I'm calling you in. This has gone to a very negative place.
No.
This has gone to a very negative place.
I love Costco.
I know you do, sister. And I know that what you're trying to say is that they should make it easier to be more equitable. It should be cardholders, non-cardholders.
And even that's gatekeeping.
So let's just say to those in charge, we want to share in the joy of this store. Everyone wants to come to Costco.
This is actually my thing. I wrote a sketch about Costco with Kim Kardashian, by the way, where
yes.
we sang about the virtues of Costco. They didn't say a peep. They didn't send us one beef Wellington. They didn't send us one $1.50 hot dog.
Again.
That's crazy to me.
This has gone to a very negative place.
But we put you on the map.
See, that's crazy.
Kim and I did that.
This is crazy to me that you would say that you and Kim Kardashian put Costco on the map.
Kris Jenner didn't do shit.
Well, I don't think...
Tina Knowles didn't do shit about Costco.
All right.
I don't care. No one gives a shit that they go to Costco. They're moms. Of course they're going to Costco. I'm here, a young gay man.
Say it.
with the most famous woman in the world.
Okay.
Boosting your signal. And nothing?
I agree with you. It's a travesty. I do want to say, though, just to say how much we love Costco, because I do think this will be closer to their heart. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to actually reach out and touch somebody, you have
love.
To do it with kindness. You have to do it with kindness. And can we say, Costco, you have given us so much, such as samples of food. There is no other store that is doing samples like Costco.
There is no other store that is doing... All the produce is in the coldest room in the world where you have to walk through the plastic fucking petals that hang down from the door.
Parking lot, more like parka, is what I need to be wearing in that aisle.
Pitch.
Eight.
Eight. What's 4 + 4?
Eight. How many letters in devoured?
Eight.
Eight. How many consonants should there be?
Eight.
Eight.
That's what would the continent be?
North Pole, hon.
You think Kimberly Locke should release a song? I think I landed on the eighth continent.
Yeah. I don't know if she should do that. I think the song's fine how it is.
And that is why
Costco is number 4 on top 10
on
stores.
Lost Gulch.
Number 3.
Thrift stores. Thrift stores, yes.
You feel you're a part of the problem? You feel you're a part of the problem doing fast fashion? I'm talking to you, the reader. You can change. Go to a thrift store today.
Greta Thunberg implores you. Thunberg, yes. Sorry.
You know who would be so thrilled with you? Chloe Sevigny. She famously thrifts her little behind off. Huh. If you want to be a fashion icon like Chloe, get it together, hun. Head to the thrift store. Toss a bunch of stuff together. You don't know if it's going to be iconic or not.
Right. This is some of the most ethical shopping you can do.
100%.
But the reason why it's number 3 and not 2 or 1, what were you laughing about?
I'm laughing at you being like, this is so ethical. And then I looked at number 2.
We'll get to that. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know.
The only note I have for thrift stores.
Okay.
Let's do something about the smells.
Okay.
I know... This is all secondhand, and this is all... We're going to great lengths to make sure that this is all presentable and that people want to buy and repurchase these things. I think the barrier of entry for a lot of people is the smell.
Have you ever donated to a thrift store?
Absolutely. If you don't think that when I moved apartments, I went to the Goodwill in Queens because that was the closest one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did 4 trips to that Goodwill with bags of clothes.
Good for you.
You have another thing coming.
I've done repeat trips to Out of the Closets.
Oh, we love Out of the Closet. We love Village Discount in Chicago. Mm. We love L Train Vintage in New York, specifically Brooklyn.
Can I give a peek behind the curtain? So speaking of my video earlier, everything I wore for my music videos and my styling for the album that I released last year called Have You Heard of Christmas was all thrifted by our friend Melissa Lehman, who is a thrifting icon at Mulsy Mouse, MulsyMouse.
Best vibes in a person.
Incredible vibes, incredible thrift talent.
Yes.
And dressed me down with all thrift stuff. And I will say, as a result of that experience working with her on it, I've been very into thrift stores as a concept. And I am not going to lie, I used to be that girl doing a lot of fast fashion and trying to cut back.
We're learning.
Always learning, like a sponge.
That's what they do.
And that is why thrift stores is number 3 on top 10 stores.
Lost Culch.
Number two,
Apple.
I'm going to give you the floor here because I think that you more than anyone I know their way around an Apple store.
I know exactly where the things are hidden. Oh, check the tables, the display tables. There's a hidden drawer there.
Treasures untold.
Sorry, I didn't match your pitch. You were maybe coming for me a little for saying the ethics of Apple Store is a little questionable.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going carbon neutral by 2050 or something.
We love Apple.
And there might not even be a world by then. But they're making inroads.
I will say one thing that frustrates me, Apple, is... So I have the new iPhone here, right? The charger
USB-C.
USB-C. Okay. So can I actually ask my sister this question? Because I feel, like I said, you might have the answer. If anyone does in my life, it's going to be you. So there's the USB-C now. This is the new charger for the new iPhone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then you go into your car.
And some cars now have USB-C.
But is there an option for USB
mm-hmm.
that plugs into USB-C?
There are some cords that go USB-A to USB-C.
I got to find those cords.
They sell them.
All right.
Go to a Best Buy. Go to the Hudson News.
I'm trusting you, girl.
I have them. I have multiple cords.
You think I can go to number 10 on this list and get something I can't get at number 2?
They sell it at number 2. Or they also sell the adapter.
All right. I get very confused and turned around with the USB of it all.
Excuse me?
I just get very turned around when it comes to different USB variants. I don't know why life can't just be more simple. And I say that...
That's the point of USB-C, is that everything is going to be USB-C in the near future. But this whole journey started me... I'm going to say, like, even 7 years ago when people were like, we're making the switch to USB-C. It's going to take a minute.
Okay.
And we're in this transition phase now.
I'm feeling that discomfort right now in my 2024 Black Hyundai Elantra.
I'm going to check in with you in about 3 years, I'm going to say. You're going to be like, I can't live without USB-C.
Mm.
You trust me.
Did I tell you I got a new car?
No.
Got a new car.
What color?
Black.
Amazing. Hey, be careful. People might get in thinking it's an Uber.
Well, listen, better that than my red car.
I know.
You know, I was driving a red Hyundai Elantra. We named it Wanda, the Scarlet Witch. You can understand why.
Wanda Maxima.
And I was getting tickets a lot because I think the car was too ostentatious. And I remember that's what Joel Kim Booster said when I picked him up one day. He said, "I don't like this car." And I thought, that's very rude, Joel Kim.
Oh, I don't like that.
And then he said, "Well, it's not your personality. It's too ostentatious." And then I had
Jane
to wrestle. I had to really understand the fact that he doesn't think I'm ostentatious.
There's nothing wrong with being ostentatious.
I wish he thought I was more ostentatious, because I felt the car was very my personality.
Absolutely. I loved that car. I was very sad to see it go. But the Apple Store.
What's your favorite
memory?
Memory of Apple Store.
All the geniuses I've met.
Yeah.
Some really good people there.
Unique.
Unique. Loving.
That's what you are. Tech superstars.
That this is why
Apple stores is number 2 on top 10 stores
last culture.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring.
With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time, or full-time.
You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer.
Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that.
With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way.
Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right?
Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly.
Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert.
Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Well, spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too?
With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest.
And if your credit scores grow,
So could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or a home.
You know what I love about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card?
What?
There are no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply.
Yes!
You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. Take back your finances. Build credit using your own money.
Yeah. Did you know that with Chime Credit Builder that you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit?
I did. You can also overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance.
With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/culturistas. That's Chime.com/culturistas. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is number one.
And here's
the thing. We just had our guest, Tina Fey. She left the studio and we said, you know, we're doing the top 10 stores. What's the number one store? And she said on three, one, two, three, Target.
This is, I mean, you must have all seen this coming. Especially by the time we got to number five and you were like, they haven't said Target yet. So.
You know, one of the great things about Target too is they're so seasonally on top of it. If you walk in there, like when the clock strikes midnight on like, even like Halloween, Thanksgiving, like they magically wave the wand and it is all the holidays are there and everything is there. And like, if you want a reef.
What?
It is reef.
Reef.
Why did I think it was reef?
You threw an F in there. I don't know.
Because I'm so addicted to marijuana. I love reefer so much.
Reefer.
Up top.
You understand. Target is one of those places that helps you understand the passage of time.
Thank you, God.
It is the sundial of our culture.
Yeah. And never going anywhere.
Good luck.
Yeah.
They have made some missteps recently with their pride stuff and they've caved to these crazy
fucking. We're going to get in trouble for this.
I don't care. They can take this heat.
What was it that they took all the pride stuff down because of fear?
Because of fear. They have been a little bit spineless in other similar ways around the sort of let's acknowledge that queer people exist.
Well, here's the thing is it's like, so when a corporation like, let's say like Target or something, like does the pride thing and they're mm-hmm. like, we are all gay. Like, right. And that becomes very much the vibe. Like we are all gay. Like there's pride everywhere and it becomes Target. It's like, that's one thing that people can choose to have a complaint about. And then when they take it all down, they're like, well, you guys aren't spineless. And it's like, okay, we're just trying to keep people safe because we have to ignore the reality of the fact that there's a lot of ongoing and escalating violence in this country towards, of course, all minority groups.
Target.
But also, no, I'm not defending Target. I'm saying, is it a damned if they do situation? And maybe. Do we care that much at all that there's a rainbow above, like,
I guess,
the reef aisle?
I guess to me what reads is like...
What does pride mean to you?
What pride means to me is that level beyond tolerance, acceptance.
Yeah.
What gets me is that pride... You can't... Like, it's like the heel turn, the reneging on it is sad.
Yeah.
And that's all. I never hated Target for having pride stuff.
No, I absolutely love Target no matter what. And I understand...
Anyway, what can you get at Target? You can get...
Oh, my God. Lunch, first of all.
Lunch.
Starbucks, often, if you're lucky.
A plastic bin for storage.
Not for nothing, but sex stuff.
Sex stuff. A toaster. Pills, if there's a CVS in there.
There's a Target in Chicago that I go to that I think I've been to on four different occasions, four different years, to buy lube and lube only.
Amazing.
Because Chicago is one of those cities where like you kind of have a guy. You know what I mean?
Chicago
be fucking.
It's one of the most fucking cities in
Chicago
the world.
Chicago be fucking. And that's actually real culture number 99.
Chicago be fucking.
And luckily, there's Targets all over Chicago, it being a major city, this being number one on the list. And
right.
They have lube.
And that's a huge part of why Chicago be fucking is that it's a plentiful, bountiful. I would say New York is not super the Targets aren't thriving in New York City the way that they are in Chicago, the way that they are in Los Angeles.
They're thriving in LA for sure.
I know this, but in Chicago, I think that's a sleeper Target town. And it's,
100%.
And I mean, you and I have both been on our separate, in separate scenarios, of course, but like, we've both been plowed in Chicago.
Absolutely. I mean, I have some of my most iconic sexual tales.
Yeah.
And my book is coming out called The Sexual Tales of Matt Rogers. It's not what you think. It's much darker. It's more of a psychosexual thriller. It's actually fiction. We've gotten it in Chicago.
Yeah.
Was Chicago meth for you?
Chicago was not meth for me.
Where did you accidentally do meth?
Queens. It was at home.
So if you don't know and you're sort of just joining the podcast now and not years ago.
I accidentally did meth once.
Bowen actually did meth once and had what you described as acrobatic sex with a man for
acrobatic
hours.
Acrobatic sex, moving furniture around. I took the G train home.
Wow.
Yeah. But.
And that's not a euphemism.
No. Oh, no, no, no. No GHB. Absolutely not.
Never.
Never.
But you could probably buy G at Target, to be honest.
Someday.
They got it all.
Hey, Target, here's how you correct the pride stuff.
Sell G. I want to see poppers on the shelves, too. If you're going to sell lube, why not sell poppers, too?
Put the G next to the Metamucil
so
that the gays can shit.
Stop pretending like it's not what it's for. It's like when I'm in the... You should just call it the butt aisle. Have everything that you need for your butt. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why should I have to go all the way over there? You know, like, you know what I'm here for. I'm dying.
Here's what's in the butt aisle.
Yeah, tell me.
Charmin, dude wipes, the lube.
Fleet enema. Which I've been using.
Don't use it too much.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you get the hype about the fleet enemas.
But it's not, it's...
I know, it's going to destroy my stomach lining, I know.
Yeah. What else is in the butt aisle? Some Metamucil.
Yeah.
Five
fiber pills. Even at Target, you could get some toys. I mean, is that crazy to think?
No,
I think that's a bridge too far. I don't think they sell, like, you can get butt plugs and stuff at Target?
I don't know about butt plugs.
How do you know this?
But massagers.
Walk through the aisles, you're looking for your tampons, and it's in the same section. The tampons, the lube.
Got it.
And the sex toys.
If there was a pussy aisle at Target, we need a bussy aisle. Period.
I wholeheartedly agree.
There's a pussy aisle.
There's a pussy aisle. There should be a bussy aisle. That's real culture number 50. Hey, Target.
If there's a pussy aisle,
there should be a bussy aisle.
And that is why.
That is why Target.
Number one.
Is number one on top 10 stores.
Lost culture.
Well, I'm super happy that we decided to put this definitive list together as quickly as we did because we questioned nothing. And that is how you know you've done something right.
It's when something just flows out of you.
Yeah.
And you just need that sort of prompt from someone like producer Becca.
What happened was, in many ways, producer Becca was the fleet enema. She got right up our butts.
She tenderized the lining.
She got right up our assholes and said, you need to do an episode. Ah! And then we flushed out this list. Ugh. And now we're ready to fuck.
I can't wait. I don't know when I'll do it, but it's hopefully soon in Chicago.
You have 2 weeks off.
I'll go to Chicago, get fucked.
That would be wonderful.
That'd be wonderful.
They have everything you need.
Well...
Thank you so much for joining us on yet another amazing bonus episode. I just know there'll be more.
And stay tuned for the next month.
Wait, end every episode with a song. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? I have such a crush on him. What so proudly we hailed.
At the twilight's last
gleaming.
To hear more of that, listen to the National Anthem of America as written by
Francis Scott Key. You were calling it F. Scott Key?
F. Scott Fitzgerald. No, F. Scott Key.
Francis Scott Key.
Bye.
Bye, the king.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and
all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanique, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this kooky crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.